If you were out walking down the street one day and you saw a gang vandalizing a house of worship, and they were writing graffiti on a temple, a house of worship, you would say, that's not right. But you vandalize the temple all the time. You, your body, by what you put in it, by the way you your sleep schedule, by not taking care of your body, you are vandalizing the temple of God when you don't take care of your body.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called God's Prescription for Health.
1 Corinthians 6:14. By His power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will raise us up also. Do you see how important your body is? God says, I'm not through with this. I'm going to resurrect your body. So, well, what's isn't going to get all decayed in the ground? Well, yeah, or you might be cremated, but God says, I'm still going to resurrect it. I'm going to put it together in version 2.0, and He can do anything if you created a universe. What is that? So what's my resurrected body going to be like? Well, we don't really know. We do know that after Jesus was resurrected and He walked around Jerusalem for 40 days, one time was seen by 500 people and talked to them, different people, that He could actually, His body had some kind of capability to dematerialize because he could appear in a room without walking through the door. That'd be kind of cool, okay? Kind of like Star Trek, you know, dematerialize. But everybody recognized Him. They recognized Him. And so that gives us a clue that when you get to heaven, you're going to have a different kind of body than you've got right now, but everybody's going to know who you are. You're still going to be you. You're just going to be you, version 2.0, with no blemishes. Perfect in every form. You're going to be you in perfect format. Now, note, I want you to circle on this phrase, the phrase, by His power. By His power, God raised the Lord from the dead. See, this is one of the three reasons why we don't stick with diets. One of the three reasons we don't stick with our get healthy programs. And the first reason is we use willpower instead of God power. Now, willpower, friends, works for about 3 weeks. And then you get tired and you go off the diet, you start smoking again, because willpower is not enough to change. Willpower is fantastic in the short term, but the entire time you're doing something by willpower, you are forcing yourself to do that your natural brain does not want to do, and pretty soon you're going to get tired, you're going to let go of the steering wheel, and the autopilot in the boat's going to take it back the other direction. And that's why resolutions by themselves don't last. You need more than willpower, you need God power, because willpower alone is exhausting. You get tired. Now, whatever your weakness is, you're going to probably struggle with it the rest of your life. And so you're going to need more than simply your own energy. You've got to plug into God's power. That's the first reason we don't stick with it. Second reason we don't stick with it is the wrong motivation. When the goal is simply all about me, that's not enough to keep most people going. You need something bigger than yourself to draw you out of yourself so you can be greater than yourself to get you out of bed in the morning. When the goal is all about me, I can't tell you how many diets I started on simply because I wanted to look good. Kind of hard to be better looking than this, but look good, feel good, and live longer. Now, there's nothing wrong with those. In fact, those are good goals. Those are legitimate good goals. But what we're talking about today is far deeper than this. There's far more spiritual significance to being in shape than simply looking good and feeling good. There are other reasons for it, and we're looking at these six reasons right now. Yeah, appearance isn't a big enough reason. You know why? I discovered that once I got to the size I wanted, I stopped caring. I stopped trying. I stopped doing willpower, and I'd go right back to my old habits and old ways, and pretty soon I'm just yo-yoing back and forth. Anybody identifying with this? Yeah, okay, you know what I'm talking about. So when I've got the wrong motivation, when I'm just using willpower instead of God's power, that's going to... And then the third one, third reason why we don't stick with it is when I try to change on my own. It isn't going to happen. You were made for community. You're created for community. You've got to have group support. You've got to have a partner or a coach or support. You've got to have accountability. You've got to have group. That's why we insist... 30,000 people in this church are in small groups every week. 5,000 small groups. Why? Because we know you're not going to make it on your own. You say, well, one of these days I'm going to change. If you could, you would, but you can't, so you won't. You need help. We're better together.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
Okay, so God says, I created your body. I expect you to manage your body. One day I'm going to resurrect your body in version 2.0. Number four, the Bible teaches my body is connected to the body of Christ. It says this, verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Flee sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. That's why it's in a special class, because you're actually sinning against yourself, not just God. Number five, the fifth reason, the Holy Spirit lives in my body. And that's verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? Now, that means God takes up residence inside you. He puts his spirit in your spirit. So you are the temple of God. Today, God puts his spirit in you. You study history, God on earth has always had a dwelling place. First, he dwelt in the tabernacle that was designed according to the specifications he gave to Moses. And the tabernacle was the dwelling place of God. And then later, God gave to David the specifications for the temple in Jerusalem. And God dwelled in the temple in that building. Today, he dwells in you. You are the temple. Now, if you were out walking down the street one day and you saw a gang vandalizing a house of worship, and they were breaking the windows of a synagogue or a church, and they were writing graffiti on a temple, a house of worship, you would say, that's not right. You should not be vandalizing a temple. And you would either try to stop them or you'd call the police. But you vandalize the temple all the time. You, your body, by what you put in it, by the way your sleep schedule, by not taking care of your body, you are vandalizing the temple of God when you don't take care of your body. Holy Spirit lives in it. Number six, Jesus bought my body on the cross. That's one of the things he came to do. Look at this verse, verse 20. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Jesus bought your real estate. And what does that mean? If you want to know how valuable you are, you know, Kay likes to watch this show, Antique Roadshow. She loves that show, you know. A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, you know. You seen that Geico commercial? Yeah. And she loves that show. And they tell you, this is really worth, and the person's always reaction is like, you got to be kidding me. Do you know how much you're worth? If you want to know how much you're worth, look at the cross. With arms outstretched and nail-pierced hands, Jesus said, this is how much I love the world. Everybody. I don't care if you're Buddhist, Baptist, Jewish, Mormon, Muslim, atheist, whatever. He said, this is how much I love you. I love you this much. I love you so much it hurts. I love you so much I'd rather die than live without you. I came all the way from heaven to do this for you. That's how valuable you are. Your body is priceless. Now, question. If you owned $1 million racehorse, would you feed that racehorse junk food? You'd be crazy to do it. But you put that stuff in you all the time. And you are priceless. And you are worth more than $1 million racehorse. And you are the temple of God. Look at this verse there on your outline. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Notice, it doesn't say offer your soul, offer your body, a physical body. So you can't serve God except in your body. You know when people say, well, I'm not going to be with you. I'll be with you there in spirit. I'm not going to be physically present. I'll be with you in spirit. You know what that means? Nothing. Because you can't be somewhere where you aren't. You can only be where you are physically in your body. It says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Did you know that taking care of your health is an act of worship? That taking care of your body is an act of worship. So, let me summarize this. I want to get my body in better health. And as your pastor who loves you, I want to get your bodies in better health. Not just so you can look good. Not just so you can feel good. Not just so you can live longer. Yeah, I'm glad for all that. And those are legitimate motives. But because of these six. God created my body. Jesus died for my body. God's Spirit lives in my body. I'm connected to Christ's body. One day God's going to resurrect my body, and I'm expected to take care of my body, and one day I'll give an account for it. That's the spiritual reasons. Let me say them again. God created your body. Jesus died for your body. The Spirit lives in your body. Your body's connected to the body of Christ. Your body's going to be resurrected in version 2.0 someday, and you're expected to care for it in the meantime. Now, based on these six facts, can you see how caring for your body is more than just, I'd like to look better? It is a spiritual discipline. Look at these verses on your outline. Psalm 119:73 says this, you made my body, Lord. Now give me the sense to heed your laws. A lot of people are always praying for a miracle. Why would God give you a miracle and heal you if next week you're going to keep on doing the same thing that got you in the mess you're in right now? He's not. Why would God give you a miracle financially if you're going to keep on overspending and getting in debt within another month? He's not. These instructions that God gives us are not mere words. They are your life. And by obeying them, you will, read this with me, enjoy a long life in the land. Now, if I stood up here today and said, I have discovered a new pill that will give you a long life. This pill is guaranteed to extend your life. You'd pay big bucks for it. And if I threw in the Genzu knives and said, but wait, only three payments of $19.95, operators are standing by right now, you'd pay big bucks for any pill that would extend your life. You don't have to pay me a thing. It's all right here. There is promise after promise. You can do a Bible study of all the verses, and there are many. It says, if you do this, I will extend your life. If you do this, you will have a long life. If you do this, you will have a long life. It's all through the scriptures. By the way, 98,000 Americans now are over 100 years of age. So the likelihood is you're going to probably live longer than your parents. The question is, what kind of quality of life are you going to have? I mean, you're going to be sitting in a wheelchair drooling? Or are you going to actually live your life like Moses did, where it says he was sharp as the day he was in full health, the day he died? By the way, the healthiest place to live, the longest longevity in life is in America, is to live in Hawaii. You will live longest if you live in Hawaii. Of course, you figure that, you know, hang loose, you know, and just no stress. The second highest longevity is Minnesota. The worst place for longevity, 51st place, all 50 states in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. You do not want to live in Washington, D.C. Worst health rate in the country. Now, as I said, you already know about nutrition, exercise, sleep, rest. This is not rocket science. Let me point out to you maybe some unknown health factors that you're not going to read in any nutritional book. Proverbs chapter 3 gives us a few of them. In chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, it says this. Keep my commands in your heart, says God, for they will, what will they do? Prolong your life. They will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. And then he gives some of those commands. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. What's he saying there? He's saying, trust in me instead of worrying. Don't get stressed out. Live a tranquil life. Trust in me. Don't try to lean on, don't try to figure it all out. He will make straight your paths. He will make your path straight. That's integrity, living a straight life of integrity. Don't be wise in your own eyes. That's humility. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Why the bones? Why is that important? Because the marrow is created in the bones. Honor the Lord with the first part of your wealth, that's generosity, the first fruits of all your crops, and then your barns will be filled to overflow. Now notice, in this passage, he mentions tranquility, trust in God, integrity, path straight, humility, don't be wise in your own eyes, and generosity, give the first part of your wealth away. If you live a life of tranquility, integrity, humility, and generosity, you are going to be in better health. There is a direct connection between your spiritual health and your physical health. So let me just wrap this up by giving you, and I could give you 100 of these from the Word of God. Let me just give you 4 things that you need to do that'll help you be healthier. Number one, trusting God is good for your health. Trusting God is good for your health. Why? Because you don't worry. You're either going to worship or worry in life. You're going to pray or you're going to panic. And if you pray, you won't panic. And if you worship, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. You trust God. The Bible says in Psalm 116:7, I said to myself, relax, because the Lord takes care of you. So, you know, just relax. The Lord will take care of you. That's trusting God. Proverbs 14:30, a heart at peace gives life to the body. But envy, what? Rots the bones. Okay, everybody look up here. Friends, it's not just what you eat that matters. It's what eats you. You can have the best microbiotic, you know, plan all around and eat fresh, healthy, organic in proper portions. But if you're resentful against your dad and envious against your friend and bitter against your mom and guilty against something you did yesterday. It's what he eaten you. Because they say, oh man, she's a pain in the, and that's why you got a pain in the. Okay? When you take resentment and bitterness into you, it's like a poison. It's like a fire. It'll burn you up on the inside. It's not just what you eat. It's what eats you. I'll never forget watching an old Columbo a long time ago, and Johnny Cash was the bad guy as a guest star. When he finally gets caught, he says, I'm so glad I got caught because the guilt was killing me. I can't tell you how many reports I've read of doctors who said most people could leave the hospital today if they could get rid of guilt over what they've done and resentment over what others have done to them. There is an issue there that says trusting God and then getting rid of that stuff. And that leads me to number two, confessing my sin. Confessing my sin is good for your health. Now, you could talk to any psychologist who will confirm that one. Now, you can't repress it, you can't suppress it, you need to express it to God. And you confess it to God, and you see, when I swallow my anger, my stomach keeps score. If you don't talk it out to God, you're going to take it out on your body. And so the Bible says this, David says in Psalm 32, when I refused to confess my sin, I was weak and miserable. And I groaned all day long. My strength evaporated. That's why you're weak all the time. You're carrying around a garbage bag of guilt. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you, and I stopped trying to hide them, and you forgave me, and all my guilt is gone. One of the healthiest things you can do is receive the forgiveness of God. Trusting God's good for your health. Confessing my sins good for your health. Number three, giving generously. Givers are glad. They're the people who give away. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Giving is good for your health. Finally, number four, and I wish I had a lot of time to go in on this one, having fun. He who laughs lasts. Now, in John chapter 5, Jesus is walking down the street, and he sees this guy who's sitting on the side of the road who's been sick for 38 years. He's paraplegic. And Jesus walks up to him, and he asks one of the most important questions, and I want to ask it to you this morning. He says, do you want to get well? That is a profound question. This guy's been sick 38 years. You'd think, well, of course he wants to go. But Jesus says, do you really want to get well? And that's my question to you. Where do you want to be a year from now, health-wise?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to earth so that our past can be forgiven, so we can have a purpose for living, and so we can have a home in heaven. What a great gift that is. We're grateful for that gift, and we're grateful for all of the gifts that God does in our lives. Thanks for joining us today on Daily Hope. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.